And you're listening to 90.3 KEDM Monroe. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. The Ouachita Parish Police Jury and VCOM have entered into a partnership as a vote has come to purchase equipment and two mobile medical units. VCOM is preparing physicians to meet rural public health needs. VCOM's executive director for the College of Development, Leanne Bond, says they're grateful to the police jury for their support. The new units would provide public health, preventative, and primary care to those in Ouachita Parish with access problems, specifically the vulnerable and medically underserved populations. Also, it would provide immunization clinics for populations in our area, and the units will travel out of the area to targeted populations to offer flexible, responsive care for vulnerable groups. The Louisiana Department of Health is recommending individuals who are 12 and older and fully vaccinated get the newest COVID booster that's formulated for the Omicron variant. LDH Deputy Director Glennis Gray says the booster offers prolonged protection against the Omicron strain of COVID.
The two lineage of the Omicron variant, and that's the BA.4 and the BA.5.
The updated booster should be widely available in the coming days. Gray says you can have the new booster as soon as 2 months after your last vaccine dose. The Moderna booster is for ages 18 and older. The Pfizer booster is for 12 and up.
You can do mix and match of this booster. So say if you got Pfizer and only Moderna is being offered, you can do a mix and match with that as long as you meet those age guidelines.
Health officials say they're supporting data that the booster provides additional protection against the current circulating variant. And Gray says if you've recently recovered from COVID, you should also have the updated booster.
So if you had COVID, you had mild symptoms, or you had a fever or something like that, as long as you're fever-free, you should be able to go and get your booster.
A Leonville man has died after the truck he was driving ended up fully submerged in St. Landry Parish. Trooper Thomas Gosen says 59-year-old Philip Gilliard was driving a Ford F-150 on LA 103, ran a stop sign, and ended up in Bayou Teche. Gosen says they know he survived the crash because he was able to call for help.
He wore his seatbelt. He was doing the right thing. Unfortunately, at some point, he was unable to get out of the water.
A search and rescue team located Gilliard's body away from his vehicle. A blood sample was collected. The accident remains under investigation.